7. Moonlight. Sir James Jeans. This piece comes from The Stars in Their Courses, first published in 1931. Jeans had the great ability to make astronomy interesting to non-scientists, and he wrote many famous books on this subject. He was born in 1877 and educated at Cambridge University. He died in 1946. We find that the moon is about 239,000 miles away from the Earth, and to within a few thousand miles, its distance always remains the same. Yet a very little observation shows that the moon is not standing still. Its distance from the Earth remains the same, but its direction continually changes. We find that it is traveling in a circle, or very nearly a circle, round the Earth, going completely round once a month, or more exactly, once every 27 1/3 days. It is our nearest neighbor in space, and like ourselves, it is kept tied to the Earth by the Earth's gravitational pull. Except for the Sun, the Moon looks the biggest object in the sky. Actually, it is one of the smallest, and only looks big because it is so near to us. Its diameter is only 2,160 miles, or a little more than a quarter of the diameter of the Earth. Once a month, or more exactly, once every 29 1/2 days, at the time we call full moon, its whole disk looks bright. At other times, only part of it appears bright, and we always find that this is the part which faces towards the sun, while the part facing away from the sun appears dark. Artists could make their pictures better if they kept this in mind. Only those parts of the moon which are lighted up by the sun are bright. This shows that the moon gives no light of its own. It merely reflects the light of the sun like a huge mirror hung in the sky. Yet the dark part of the moon's surface is not absolutely black. Generally, it is just light enough for us to be able to see its outline, so that we speak of seeing the old moon in the new moon's arms. The light by which we see the old moon does not come from the sun, but from the earth. We know well how the surface of the sea, or of snow, or even of a wet road, may reflect uncomfortably much of the sun's light onto our faces. In the same way, the surface of the whole earth reflects enough of the sun's light onto the face of the moon for us to be able to see the parts of it which would otherwise be dark. If there were any inhabitants of the moon, they would see our earth reflecting the light of the sun, again like a huge mirror hung in the sky. They would speak of earthlight, just as we speak of moonlight. The old moon in the new moon's arms is nothing but that part of the moon's surface on which it is night, lighted up by earthlight. In the same way, the lunar inhabitants would occasionally see part of our earth in full sunlight, and the rest lighted only by moonlight. They might call this the old earth in the new earth's arms.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，点儿啊。